Random House presents Elephants and Cheetahs, The Beauty of Operations by Saral Mukherjee. Read by Kunal Raj Barua. To my parents, Vishwanath and Abha Mukherjee. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya. The eternal earth, air, heaven, that glory, that resplendence of the sun, may we contemplate the brilliance of that light. May the sun inspire our minds. Gayatri Mantra, Rig Veda, 3.62.10, translation by Dr. Douglas Brooks. Acknowledgements. This book would not have been possible without my students. While I have written this book for my students, they too have brought this book into existence by actively questioning me in the classroom and outside it, educating me, introducing me to concepts and case studies, encouraging me and writing to me years after the course is over. It is the students who have been pushing me to write down my thoughts and publish them as a book. I owe the biggest gratitude to my graduate students and the participants in the various executive education programs that I have taught at IIMA over the years. I am grateful to students, friends, and faculty colleagues who have reviewed the book and given me suggestions for improvement. I would like to thank Sumit Tripathi, Darshit Jaju, Kishore Warrior, Shantanu Ghosh, Sudarshan Jain, Professor Amit Karna, Professor N. Ravichandran, and Professor M. R. Dixit for taking time to provide me valuable feedback on the draft of the book. I thank my doctoral student Harit Joshi for reviewing the draft as well as helping me with some of the exhibits. I thank my friend Kostubh Ray, whom I had the privilege of teaching photography during my student days, for help with the design of the book cover. I thank Radhika Marwa, Shreya Chakravarti, Antra K, and the team at Penguin Random House India for the editorial support. The biggest support for writing this book has been my family. My wife Parna has been a critic of my lethargy in writing the book and encouraged me through the entire process. Together with my daughter Upasana and my sister Pratiti, the three beautiful women in my life have provided me the inspiration to talk about the beauty of my beloved. Thank you. Preface. This book is not about biology or the animal kingdom. This book is about operations strategy. This book is about the beauty inherent in business models seen from an operations perspective. This book is about systems. It uses metaphors inspired by nature only as a means to arrive at a better appreciation of the system being studied. The origin of this book can be traced to my sessions in the core courses of Operations Management 1 and Operations Management 2 in the PGP first year curriculum, and the difficulties I faced in explaining the notion of operational trade-offs. Students would learn about how time-based competition differed from competing on costs and yet come back and ask why we can't have both. The metaphor of the cheetah was a very powerful tool to intuitively explain the differences in strategic choice, and the students could immediately grasp that an elephant is not structured to run as a cheetah, and we cannot have both cost efficiency and time responsiveness beyond a point. The first case study where I used the elephant and cheetah metaphors was the Harvard Business School case study on Benetton around 2002. The response was magical. I started using the metaphors in executive education classes. The response was euphoric. Over the years, the metaphors multiplied. So too, the students meeting me after several years and telling me, "I have forgotten everything other than elephants and cheetahs." I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. In 2010, I made a leap of faith and started teaching core courses in marketing, as I believed that the marketing operations interface was a neglected area in management education. In 2013, I returned to teaching operations, but instead of teaching core courses, offered an elective on operations strategy titled Elephants and Cheetahs, Systems, Strategy and Bottlenecks. When the course outline underwent peer review, a colleague suggested I rename the course as Operations Strategy. Obstinate as always, I argued that the rose by any other name should smell as sweet. The Elephants and Cheetahs elective was offered in Term 4, June to August 2013, and I expected about 20 to 30 students to register. I was pleasantly surprised when 76 students enrolled for the course. The initial registrations had been even higher, but predictably, several students ran away after the first class when I started discussing the concept of autopoiesis. After the course ended, I received a request from the student body to offer the course a second time in a subsequent term. The registrations continued to swell, and by 2019, I was teaching four sections across programs, all packed with more than 100 students in each class. We frequently ran out of chairs in the classroom, with students sitting in the aisles. You might find the above boastful. I mention it because I know in my heart that the students are not thronging the classroom for hearing me. They are there for my beloved. I know my capabilities as a teacher. They are average at best. The students are not dazzled by my non-existent intellectual brilliance. They are starting to see meaning in their existence as managers, to see beauty in the workplace, to fall in love with the subject, to find a purpose in life. The purpose of writing this book is to reach out to a larger set of students, to enable them to see beauty in operations. The word beauty is conspicuous by its absence in operations texts. My purpose is to make you open your eyes to it. If you fail to see this beauty after reading this book, it does not mean there is no beauty. It means I have not been able to communicate it over the medium of the written word. I pray for forgiveness for wasting your time. In my defense, I would like to say just one thing. I tried. I tried to bring back systems orientation in teaching operations. I tried to bring aesthetics into a field obsessed with quantification. I tried to appreciate operation system and see parallels in nature. I tried to connect them with literature, with music, with arts. I tried to dig deeper into the case studies of organizations to identify the core set of tensions which ran through them. I tried to see meaning in an otherwise meaningless existence. I tried. The beauty of my beloved. I want you to fall in love with my beloved. My beloved is everywhere, but has chosen to reveal herself to me through, of all things, operations management. Fortunate are those to whom she reveals herself through the arts. An engineer by training, a management science academic by profession, I am the least likely person to have had a glimpse of her. The world of commerce and business are far away from romanticism and are the least likely places for falling in love with my beloved. Yet, is there a place where she cannot be found? If you can fall in love with my beloved, nay, our beloved, in the din and bustle of the marketplace and the factory, you can fall in love with her anywhere. Take a chance on her through managing organizations. If you fail to grasp her, you might as well go home rich. Have you seen her different faces? Have you ever wondered how many different types of organizations there are in the world? Look around you. You can see establishments of all sizes and shapes. There are private firms, public sector organizations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?